there, boys, and hey there, girls! Welcome back to your favorite time of the week! It's What Did I Order? That's right, it's a place where the weirdness is really weird, and the fuckery's always happening. So without further ado, let's turn it over to everybody's favorite master of ceremonies, it's...
And welcome back to What Did I Order? The only podcast where the host will say that he has a wiener as long as his femur. Now, before everybody gets too excited about that one, realize I have a normally short femur. Like, my knee hinge is, like, inches away from my pelvis. Like, it's real weird when I drop my pants, and you're like, why would somebody make somebody like that? Like, super long shin bones and a short femur. What the hell am I even talking about? Guys, recording this one late because I've had some extra time off. Told you guys all. Maybe I didn't tell you guys all. I can't remember. But the firstborn had surgery last week. It's a two-week recovery. So the accountant stayed home with him last week. And I'm home with him this week. So it's giving me a little extra time to rest. And I'm like, man, if I get a little bit more energized, maybe I can bring the stupidity a little harder. Just really bring it to you guys. But we'll see what happens. I hope everybody's been doing great. And hit the static, baby. I make them good girls go. I make them good girls go. Good girls go. So the most recent thing that's really popped up that has gotten my attention is we have the casting announcement for our newest Clark Kent / Superman and Lois Lane for Superman Legacy. David Cornishweet and Rachel Bro-Nam. I'm really putting that emphasis on that Bro-Nam, right? I don't know. I'm probably just butchering their names because you guys know I'm not good with things when I don't read it. This will be directed and written by Mr. James Gunn, so I'm guessing that writer's block isn't really affecting that shit too much. But let's just go ahead and look at this one. Miss Rachel, that is the marvelous Miss Maisel. So, she's funny, she's a good actress, and, you know what? How dare me, but let me just go ahead and say this one. She's got a good rack on her. Maybe, I don't want to be all weird and stuff here, but let's just go ahead and say it. There might be a possibility that, of all of our Lois Lanes, maybe she is the, taking top notch there on that one. We'll say this, who was it that played, Lois in the last couple one? Was that, oh man, why am I'm drawing such a giant blank here. That would have been... Oh, Amy Adams, never mind. Amy Adams is a fantastic, beautiful woman as well. Wasn't real big in the redhead for the Lois, but good for her. Good for her. Let's just go ahead and say this one because I feel bad. This David guy looks like a slightly more fuckable Mr. Bean. Scrawny. So, you know, we can put him on steroids and whatnot. But, I'm not looking at this guy and thinking that's Superman. Because even though Superman's an alien, and they've done so many stories with him, the original concept is, like, that all-American farm boy. And I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, you know who, excuse the joke about this being slightly more fuckable, Mr. Bean. He really looks like, James Frain, who I can't remember, a lot of the stuff that he's been in, but that guy is, like, one of the best, like, henchmen, kind of slightly bad guy-ish actors that just rocks a 5 o'clock shadow like nobody's business. Like, he was a vampire in the True Blood show and, like, really, really was, like, one of the more vampires I thought, like, oh, that guy actually looks a little dangerous. Yeah. But, I still am slightly irritated where I'm not the biggest Superman fan. You really had, like, an amazing actor and somebody that I thought was, like, really good in that role in Henry Cavill, Is that his name? And I know I've already jokingly said, like, you know, it's the All-American, da-da-da-da, and he's an English actor, but come on, dude. The guy was pretty good in that role. And he was willing to do it more. But, you know, James Gunn was able to take a comic book that I'd never heard of, and then when I looked into it, was like, man, this is kind of goofy, and turned it into one of the better trilogies out of the MCU. So, let's go ahead and say, I'm not down on this one yet. This is probably the most excited I've been for a DC film. But while we're on the subject of DC, let's talk about the bullshit going on with the Batman Beyond. So apparently, if the Flash movie had done so much money in such amount of time, they were going to swing that into a Batman Beyond movie with Michael Keaton playing an older Bruce Wayne, you know, obviously bringing in Terry to be the new Batman. And since that hasn't happened, the money-wise hasn't worked out, so they're not going to do it. First of all, that's stupid. Absolutely stupid. Anybody with half a brain knows Batman sells. Batman sells so well, they made a non-canon movie about the origins of the Joker that just was fantastic, and got Joaquin Phoenix, what, an Oscar or some shit? I don't know. You guys know I don't keep up with awards, so those things are self-serving bullshits, but it's one of those things that, like, Batman sells. And just to be like, no, we can't do this now because this movie didn't do well and James Gunn wants to do this, yada yada yada. No, fuck that noise. Everybody would have gone out hand over fist. You brought Michael Keaton back as Batman. Now he's going to be old Bruce Wayne mentoring a new Batman. That shit would work. I don't know why anybody with half a brain that knows that Batman is one of the all-time hindsellous DC character. I mean, just, there's no reason not to, I guess. And of course, you know, Batman Beyond is just fantastic. Another thing, they're doing a, what is it? It's going to be the sequel to the 1990s Batman animated series. It's going to be Batman Caped Crusader. It's everything Bruce Timm wanted to do. So it's going to be a more dark and gritty Batman. Let's go ahead and say this. That 90s animated show was extremely dark and had great storytelling. But when you're eliminating small children from being able to watch Batman, like the Poison Ivy animated series, you guys have heard me talk about that. I think that's fantastic. It's, I mean, if you have HBO Max and you haven't watched Poison Ivy, or not Poison Ivy, but Harley Quinn, I recommend it. But it's Batman. You're focusing on Batman. Little kids love Batman. Batman toys sell. There's enough dark and brooding, violent content out in the world for adults that love Batman. Just eliminating children and telling people, like, hey, you shouldn't let your child watch that one is just ridiculous to me. So, yeah, this, don't get me wrong, I like Batman, but sometimes, like, God, how dark can you make this shit? Just, I mean, at this point in time, I would love for somebody to just be like, hey, we're going to come out and we're going to have a live-action Batman series, and we're just going to continue in the vein of the Adam West and Burt Ward Batmans. I would be so excited for that one. Just somebody to have a lighthearted take on Batman so that's family fun. I can't show the Robert Pattinson Batman movie to the firstborn. And yeah, not all superhero movies are for kids. Deadpool taught us that one. And I'm a responsible person that I would be willing to, like, obviously take ratings in control and I watch what my child watches. But man, when he sees Batman and he knows how cool Batman is, he has Batman action figures, and he loves Batman because he's got Batman underwear, yada, 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 yada. He's like, Dad, you have Batman underwear? It's just like, I can't let him watch a Batman movie because it's going to be way too violent because now we're just all edgelord over here just jerking off in the dark under candles like, yeah, Batman, he just broke that guy's face, but he doesn't kill. Like, come on, man. Just give me some Batman I can fucking watch with my kids. And before any of you numbnuts come out here and say, well, adults are consuming this, blah, 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 blah. One of the most successful things from Lucasfilm over the last 20 years has been the Clone Wars. Adults and children, children who are now adults that are showing their children Star Wars, will tell you that Clone Wars is a family-friendly content show with dark themes that were handled correctly that all ages can enjoy. So don't tell me that you can't do that shit with Batman. Guys, I probably never really talked about my love for this recording artist, but I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this. Her first major album came out back in the day when I was still working at Hot Topic, so it's been a while, but I love Lady Gaga. I have loved Lady Gaga's music. I've loved her acting when she popped up in random episodes of American Horror Story across all those seasons. I enjoy, what was that movie with her and Bradley Cooper? A Star is Born, some shit like that. And I like the song The Shallows. But screw that song, in all reality. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. As much as I love Lady Gaga, and I enjoy Bradley Cooper, can somebody just tell me what the fuck Bradley Cooper's bad at? He's a fantastic dramatic actor, comedy actor, a superhero actor. He speaks multiple languages, and now the fucker can sing? And I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys this. He seems like he has a wonderful personality outside the fact that he is a... cheated on an ex-wife. He's handsome. He's defeated hair loss. And before any of you guys say, like, what do you mean hair loss? Go look at his hairline in The Wedding Crashers now, and then look at his hairline in 2023. Motherfucker's defeated hair loss. And I'm not going to go sit here as far as thinking, like, he's probably got a small penis. Because I'm, like, in my mind, I look at Bradley Cooper, and I'm not thinking he's got, like, a hog on him, but I'm thinking that dude's got to have a... perfectly proportioned, yet slightly above average for his proportion. Soft, not like a hard, veiny wiener. That's just, I'm at the point where I'm trying to figure out what is Bradley Cooper bad at. And I don't think it's sex, acting, or music. So, I mean, at this point in time, I think he's got to just be like the worst driver in the world. Which doesn't matter because, I mean, he's famous. He probably can pay people to drive him. But he's got to be bad at something. So if you guys know what he's bad at, let me know. Man, if you're a Turtle fan, what a time to be alive. We talked about NECA showed off their Comic-Con exclusive Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Part 3, Turtles in Time, live-action box set with the samurai stuff, extra heads, super cool. They showed off the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Part 2, Kino, getting two different versions of that one, Scooter, so cool. Let me ask you guys this one. When you saw that promotional shot and everything's laid out, did you not think that the pizza bag was a condom at first? I was like, holy shit, I know you can't put that in stores, but you have like a Kino action figure over here coming with a Ninja Turtle pizza flavor condom? Genius. But no, it's a pizza bag. Yeah. And then with the new animated movie, what was that? They're putting out action figures. I've seen several people posting up like the TMNT displays of the targets are rocking with NECA and with, I guess, is that Playmates that's doing those lines? They look good. Articulation looks solid. Kind of forgot all about the Turtles in Disguise 4-pack, so I forgot to order that one. I should probably see if that's still available. I'm sure that's going to be in stores. But I only think the price on that was crazy. I think it's like $30 for four Turtles, and they're all awesome disguises. So, yeah. Ninja Turtles. And at first, I wasn't super excited about the animated movie because I heard Seth Rogen was at the helm. But he kind of won me over with Donkey Kong in the Mario movie. And I know he didn't help make the Mario movie, but he was fantastic in that one. Maybe he knows his limitations as a stoner actor, I guess. Maybe he's not going to be too much. But outside of, the April O'Neil design, I'm like, I'm down. I'm down for this animated film. And before anybody gets on to me, I have no problem with them changing April to being of a different race. That doesn't affect me whatsoever. I'm tired of April being represented as a teenager. It just seems weird to me. She was a news reporter. Yeah, she can be an adult interacting with these fantastic teenagers. That's why would that be weird? She's a reporter. Obviously, she's going to be interested in. Maybe she can form some sort of bond with them. Everybody knows that they had a completely acceptable non-sexual relationship with, you know, a mentor or somebody that helped them when they were younger, and there was nothing sexual about it. Obviously, a adult human being is not going to be trying to get, you know, wienered down by four teenage turtles, right? So why do we keep having to bring April's age down so she fits more in with that? I don't think that as viewers and as children, you're super, like, trying to connect with that one. And maybe they are, like, now that I'm saying this out loud, I'm thinking, like, maybe they are trying to get younger female audiences in on Ninja Turtles by making April younger so they have that person they can connect to. But what was that show? Just make a fifth turtle. It worked, or it didn't really work, but that live-action series they did back in the late 90s, where they kind of, like, reinvented, it was, like, a different dimension, but the four male turtles, and then they had a female turtle, what was her name, Venus, I think. Do that. If you really want to bring that, like, give me another turtle, don't change the character that, the age of a character, and bring it in. You feel me? Am I speaking out my ass? No, I can't speak out my ass, that's me farting. Come on, guys. Ridiculous, you guys would think that you can speak out of your ass. Let me shake up your world, 'cause just one night couldn't be so wrong. I'm gonna make you lose control. Zula. DC Multiverse from McFarlane. Yeah, you know you have to talk about it. So, we got full images of two different Blue Beetle action figures. Everybody's kind of roasting them for them. At this point in time, everybody would go for a higher price point for more action figures because the base figure is, or more accessories in one action figure because the base figure is going to be the same in both those releases, but you're different weapons. Yeah, that's cool. I get that one. The thing that gets me is we all know he's going to put out a gold label probably through Target or through Walmart, maybe just through his own store, which would give us a reasonably decent head sculpt that's unmasked. So you're going to end up buying like three of these Blue Beetles to get a fully function, fully realized version of the movie Blue Beetle action figure you want. That's the only thing that I know and I'm irritated with at this point in time. I would have spent $35 for one Blue Beetle, all the action accessories, and that unmasked head sculpt. At this point in time, because, like, the accessories look cool. I like the translucent blue. I think that's something really cool with this design. But, yeah. Also, we got some new gold labels coming. This is going to be for the Target Geek Out collector spot. You're getting a new Ninja Spawn that's going to be coming with two hook swords, art card, two nunchucks, and a base. I think you should have already gotten in on this one if you really wanted it, but you had the regular version, and then you had the Todd McFarlane signature. Everybody's made the joke, how do you Jokerize the Joker? Yep, you're getting Jokerized versions of the Batman, or the Dark Knight Trilogy Batman, which at first I thought this was a whole brand new headscape, but when you really dig in onto it, it's just the paint they're putting on it in these promo pictures just look like so well onto that head. Then a Jokerized version of the Joker from the Dark Knight Trilogy. One thing that I don't think enough people have talked on, they're probably going to Jokerize the other two figures because they are Jokerizing the Bane Build-A-Figure pieces in those as well. So it's not just like, you know, you're losing pieces here. It will include Jokerized parts for Bane. Along with the original Build-A-Figure Bane, the gold label Bane coming with the soft good jacket, you're going to get some Banes here. We're getting 80 years 2-pack of Superman versus, they're calling him, what, Earth 3 Superman, but we all know it's Ultraman. That Superman has one of the most janky looking head sculpts. It's like, it's short, chin, like, there's more chin on that thing than there is neck. But, you know, I'm sure this is from a comic book. It's got a very exclusive look to it. But hey, you know. Also, McFarlane did a sneak peek of their Diablo line. And once again, I wish I knew anything about Diablo outside of it's made by, was it Blizzard Entertainment? Because I have no clue what these outlines are. I'm just seeing the outlines. I'm like, huh, okay. Are these statues? Are these action figures? I don't know. If you know, don't tell me. Oh, guys. So, back in the day, I went and saw Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back in movie theaters. Age-wise, probably inappropriate, but my mother was cool like that. You know, it was late 90s, early 2000s, and a young parent pretty much got away with murder. But I love that film. I bought it on DVD. I own it on digital. I think I even owned it on Blu-ray. Love that film. At the beginning of the film, Dante and Randall call the cops on Jay and Silent Bob. And the cop's sitting there searching them. And he's like, if you're not selling weed, what's this? And holds up a little pack of rolling papers. And Jay says something along the lines of, I've got a wiping problems. I stick those in my brown eye. Bickety bam, no shit stains in my undies. And guys, I'm not sure how many of you have this problem, but sometimes when you have that upset stomach and you're done with your business and you're wiping, you just feel like you've been wiping for hours. It's like, did I just use two rolls of toilet paper to wipe myself and I didn't flush once, so this is about to be a headache in here on top of the butt ache I've already had? You guys get that feeling? You know exactly what I'm talking about. There's been times I'm like, maybe I just take a little bit of that toilet paper and I just, you know, just sit it right there. I'm not sure if I'm going to try to push into the hole or just try to, like, you know, cup it with the cheeks. Would it fall out? I don't know. And I think about that from time to time. And then I'm like, no, I can't do that. Because I would do that and that would be the day I died. And whether it be under suspicious circumstances, like the accountant killing me and they have to do an autopsy, or just something non-suspicious and they have to, you know, just prep my body for cremation, I don't want the person looking over my dead body to be like, why has he got toilet paper shoved up his old butthole? This dude had a wiping problem. So yeah, I've had that thought a few times, and then the creeping thought of somebody having to deal with my dead body with toilet paper in my butthole creeps in. I'm like, nope, can't do that one. Nope, nope. Just keep on wiping until everything's raw. We're gonna dance tonight. My fix. Nightfall Bane. Oh my lord, that thing's so sweet. It's awesome, it's big, it's gonna be cool. But I feel like enough people aren't talking about that John Wick Part 4 with jacket or no jacket options from my fix as well. Come on, I'll be honest with you guys, I have not seen a John Wick film past the first one. That first one was awesome. But we all know that Keanu Reeves is in his renaissance right now, or he's been in a renaissance. Like, he's at that point in time where I think he is almost untouchable because everybody just accepts the fact that he's like a super nice guy. We know what his acting skill levels are, and I think it's even more like love now that people realize that he dates age-appropriate women. Like, he gives motorcycles to crewmates. He lives a simple lifestyle. I mean, come on, we all love Keanu Reeves, but not enough people are talking about another Keanu Reeves action figure. She was so shy till I drove her wild. I don't Digimon hard. I don't Digimon at all. But when Bandai sends you an email, and it's a Digimon dinosaur that has like chest plates that open up and rockets are shooting out of its chest, I'm like, that Digimon has titty rockets. Now, sure you guys are all joed out at this point in time with the Dragonfly going on. And then all the, it's Yo-Jo June, and we're almost coming to the end of it. But, let's go ahead and talk about it. Grunt, Snow Snurpit, Lowlight. Lowlight looks pretty cool. But we've also finally got some pictures of some more releases coming down the road. I'm not sure if these are sneak peeks or leaks or what's going on here. But we're finally getting some final images of the retro look for Firefly. Looks great. Doesn't have the giant vest on it, but, you know, bandolier with some explosives on it. And there was also Nunchuck. I like ninjas, dude. He's a camo ninja. Called Nunchucks. I'll be chunking these nuns at you guys. Yeah, yeah. And then there's another repaint of the Viper. It's all red. I don't even know if this is a repaint or just a re-release. There's been so many of those Vipers. It's a cool design. Hey guys, in all reality, don't do a whole lot of the seriousness around here. Ain't what I'm about. It's not how I do things. But this past Monday, not like, you know, I'm recording on Wednesday, so not 2 days ago, but the week prior, got to work and, it was Tuesday, I guess. Got to work, did my thing, got back, saw all of our loaders, you know, got a decent relationship with a couple of them. A couple of the newer guys are pretty young. I don't really know them too well. But I say hi. And I stop and I go, hey, where's my man Abraham? And Daniel's like, shakes his head no. So go talk with the supervisor for the loaders. And me and him, we've worked together since our company's merged. He is a great human being and a good guy. And me and him talk all the time. And I walk in there. I'm like, hey, man, where's Abraham? And he proceeds to tell me, he's like, hey, go ahead and sit down. His brother came up here yesterday because I was trying to get a hold of him because he was late for his shift. And he's like, you know, Abraham's not really like that. He's a pretty responsible guy, even for his young age. And he's like, but me and his brother were talking yesterday, and Abraham's no longer with us. And I was like, was there an accident? He's like, no, they found him. It was suicide. And, Abraham, if the guy was 21, I'd be surprised. He, you know, young face, always had his headphones in. I'd yell at him, you know, to get his attention, make him take his headphones out, talk with me, because I knew he's a quiet guy. And, you know, believe it or not, outside of work and this podcast, I'm pretty reserved and you know, an introvert. I could recognize that in his personality, and I would try to drag things out of him because I knew he's a hard worker and he seemed like a really nice guy. And I would always, you know, Abraham! Game takes headphones out, and me and him would be talking. And he was always listening to music. You know, he had a wide variety of music that he listened to. But I would always joke with him, hey man, what you listening to today? And he'd be like, you know, it's a Spanish-speaking rock band. I'm like, oh, okay. And he'd be like, do you speak Spanish? I'm like, man, my Spanish is about as good as, you know, three holes in my shoe. It's not that great. I can make it work, but we're not going to get far. And he's like, oh man, well, your Spanish gets better. You should definitely listen. And I was like, all right. And me and him would, you know, he would help me a little bit with my Spanish, and me and him would talk. But, you know, his English was great. So, you know, it just was one of those things. But he was such a good kid. Or let me rephrase that. What I knew of him, he was such a good kid and a great guy and had so much potential. I know that there have been talks about, like, man, he's such a hard worker. We need to get him on a truck as soon as he turns 21. We need to get him on a truck and let him get out there and run route. You know, he could really do good in this job. And to not know what he was going through or know his things, like, guys, if you're in that dark spot, talk to somebody. Get help. I don't really have an opinion on, you know, suicide being right or wrong. But it hurts the people around you. It hurts the people that barely know you. It's, you know, this last week at the office has been really surreal, I guess would be the word, just because we're all feeling the effects because so many people liked him. Just because you might feel alone, not necessarily mean that you're alone. You probably affect people, and that decision could be hard. So definitely, you know, if you're having those dark thoughts, reach out. Talk to a professional. Talk to your doctor. There's medications. There's people to talk to online, in person. Just keep your, you know, just keep weighing your options if that's out there for you. All right, all you waters out there, thank you very much for tuning in. I appreciate you. I like you guys. You seem to be all right in my book. But, you know, just shout out to all you guys for listening and all the love. And until next time, guys, stay positive. Keep asking yourself, have I seen Lois Lane's boobs? Maybe try get out there and see if you can find all the Lois Lane's boobs. I don't know. I appreciate you guys. I hope you have a great week. We'll see you again next week. Schedule's a little wonky. Just getting some rest and some recovery in. But until next time, later. What do you... Oh, she got away with the boys in the place. Treat them like they don't stand a chance.